Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. It is easy to read the Gospels and quickly see that there are several moments and events where Jesus' closest disciples can seem slow to catch on, and even a bit dense. And as we read those moments, it's important for us not to feel superior to them in those moments, because we have 2,000 years of hindsight to see where their mistakes were made. But the reason why these events are included in the Gospels is because in what they do and how they are sometimes slow to understand, they represent you and I. Because no matter how strong our faith is, each of us have moments where we are slow to understand. Well, Thomas, who has truly become cliche, "Oh, you're just a doubting Thomas," is one of those apostles that we look to and recognize ourselves in his action. When he says, "I won't believe until I see the nail marks in his hands and the wound in his side," what he's actually doing here is acting the way we can tend to look. Whenever we are slow to trust in the presence of God's love, or whenever we are slow to act as his disciples, when we're slow to model his love for one another, when we are less than we're called upon to be. Well, several weeks ago, I was out walking my dog. And as I was walking along, an individual pulled up down the road, and they had some bumper stickers on the back of their vehicle that, let's just say, irritated me a little bit. They were far from what I would consider something that a person of a good, kind, or generous heart would ever put on their vehicle. But wanting to react not as God wants, but as I would react, my blood pressure started to build, and I began to formulate in my mind what I was contemplating saying to this person. And I wasn't 100% sure I was going to give them a comment, but I was getting pretty close. And as I got up close enough to them to be able to say something, they turned around, and this guy looked at my dog and said, "Oh my God, what kind of dog is that? He is gorgeous." And he just started fawning all over him. And then he got up and said, "Well, thanks a lot for stopping. Have a wonderful day." Thanks a lot, God. No matter how the doors of my heart were locked, the presence of the risen Christ was able to enter in. And basically said to me, "Go ahead, check out the nail marks, or put your hand into my side. Stop your unbelief and believe." And I get moments like this all the time. Moments where I am far from what I ought to be, or even thinking the things I ought to think. And that's where God will get right in front of me and break through the locks of my heart and talk to me direct, beckoning me to get back on the right path. My guess is you have moments like that as well. Moments where you think you got it figured out and God reminds you how you really don't and how much His love is present in the world. The whole season of Easter is meant to break through the locks we have on our hearts and remind us of the depth of God's love. And when we have a moment like that, hold on to it and allow it to make the change you need to make. That's what I'm trying to do, at least until the next time I fall back in the same position. But I fully trust that God will come once again, because God is very persistent in reminding me of His love.